Disney's Star Wars star Mark Hamill's unhinged anti-Trump rant sparks concern. I was devastated when he won. By Warner Todd Houston on December 23, 2024. Some fans were shocked upon seeing the unhinged, anti-Trump diatribe delivered by Star Wars star Mark Hamill, who went into a spittle-specked rage over Trump while defiantly claiming he does not care how many fans he upsets with his hate for the president-elect. Hamill cemented himself into pop culture fame with his role as Luke Skywalker in Star Wars and later as the voice of Batman's The Joker in a series of hit animated movies. But in his interview on a recent episode of The Politician podcast hosted by extremist Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom, Hamill seemed more like a crazed Joker than a serene Jedi Knight as he went into a rage over Trump. As he continued, he seemed to find it hard to spit out his words because he was becoming so unhinged with Trump derangement syndrome. But he eventually admitted that he does not care how many fans he might upset with his demented vitriol. "I was devastated," he said with his hand shaking as he recounted how he felt when Trump won the White House for a second time last month. Luke Skywalker actor wants MAGA to know that he does not care if his hatred of Trump causes a boycott of Star Wars. Mark Hamill, "I was devastated. I want to get rid of the Electoral College because Hillary beat him by 3 million votes. Just too shy under 3 million and Gore beat W. pic.twitter.com/s9z12rrt5d. Eric Abaniant, at Eric Abaniant, December 20, 2024. He then exclaimed, "I want to get rid of the Electoral College because Hillary beat him by 3 million votes. Just shy under 3 million and Gore beat W by 500,000. But he then went on to prove that he does not know any actual facts about the Electoral College and told Newsom he thought it had something to do with slavery, saying, "My God, this is the remnants of slave days when they were trying to, you know, proportion the amount of votes with, you know, how many slaves you owned." This, of course, is simply wrong. The Electoral College had nothing at all to do with slavery. The election device was created because small states like Rhode Island feared that they would be permanently left without any power to affect the presidential election, and bigger states such as New York and Virginia would forever dominate if elections were based solely on the number of citizens each state had. The Electoral College was therefore created to level the playing field between the smaller and larger states so that every state had a more or less equal say in the election of the president and vice president. Hamill also said that he stopped interacting with people online because you get most scorching hate tweets from the MAGA crowd. He said that he eventually quit X because he found too much opposition to his ranting there. Then he noted that his daughter, who clearly seems the more mature of the two, urged him to quit being so political on social media. Sadly, he is not much interested in heeding her advice. "My daughter would say, 'Daddy, you shouldn't tweet politically so much because, you know, people get so angry,'" Hamill said. "And so I wrote a tweet because I said the people complaining about my Trump tweets have to understand. I love my country and I feel it's my patriotic duty to oppose this sociopathic with every fiber of my being. And that's the way I've been. I thought, I mean, I do feel it's an obligation." But he then went on to insist that he simply does not care if fans get upset at his diatribes. "And who cares about your career?" he said. "People say, well, it's hurting your career because you have to appeal to the whole country, not just half the country or 45% or whatever the MAGA crowd is. But I said in the grander scheme of things, who cares if I lose a part in the movie because I hate the orange atrocity? I do. And I want people to know that," he admitted. After the rant went public, some worried for Hamill's mental health. Others just laughed at his self-imposed mental anguish. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.